Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. So today we are going to be talking about what every business needs to be successful. So I'm excited for this topic because I feel like being in business, as long as I've been in business, I have just seen all the things. I've seen the ins and outs. I've been in my business in a time where it was like very successful. And then I've been in a business in a time where it was in the building phase and, you know, just not really very successful, right? So I think I can definitely say after 13 years of entrepreneurship and 11 of those years being self-employed, I definitely have the credibility to be able to speak on what I feel like is very essential to a successful business. So let's just jump right into it. I feel like the first thing that And just FYI, these are not in any particular order, but one of the things that's very essential to a successful business is systems. And I want to talk about this because I think a lot of times as like kingdom business owners, we tend to think that because God is in charge, that he also said that we don't need to have no systems. And that's just an excuse for us to be all over the place. But it doesn't work like that. You need to make sure that you have some systems in place. Systems definitely makes everything easier. It makes it easier when you're hiring somebody and they can come in and they don't have to figure out how to do everything on their own. Everything is set and clear and your operations plan, your SOPs, whatever it is that you want to call it. But you definitely want to make sure that you have all of your systems in place. Systems is also important with important dates. Like as entrepreneurs, there are a lot of dates that are important. When are your quarterly taxes due? When is this requirement for your state due? When is, you know, this payment due? Like it's a lot of things that is extremely critical that we stay on top of. So even systems to help you stay organized, to help you meet your deadlines, to help make sure that you're managing your time properly and all these kind of things, like systems is critical to your success as an entrepreneur. Now, let me just explain to y'all some of my systems that are really my favorite to use. You obviously need to have like a day-to-day accounting system. I feel like that's important even if you have an actual accountant. I'm not big on just kind of handing over all my stuff to an accountant. Like I like to see, even though I'm not an accountant by trade, I like to still kind of see and have an understanding and an idea of like what is going on as well. So for me, having an accounting system, you can use something like a QuickBooks. There's so many different accounting systems. I always tell people the best thing to do is go on some of these sites and set up a free trial and then just kind of see based on your preferences and what you need, which one is most effective for you. But there's QuickBooks. There's one that's called like Flow Accounting or something like that, I think is the name. There's Bench Accounting. That's a lot of like done for you resources, but it's like so many different resources out here to help you with your accounting and your payroll and just all of those kind of systems. Also your marketing system, your lead generation system. What does the machine look like in your business to bring in the clientele, to bring in the customers? Your sales system, what's the system that you utilize to make sure that you close? What's the system that keeps you productive? I know for me to stay productive and stay on top of everything that I gotta do, I really like to use my Trello system. And Trello is like very like old school for me. I've been using it for years, but I love to just go in there and write out my to-do list for me, whatever we have to do as an agency for all of our clients. Like that really helps to keep me organized and just staying on top of things. So your systems is definitely critical to your success in business. I think another thing that's essential to your success in business is understanding what sets you apart. You know, so many people love to ask, well, how do you separate yourself from the competition? How do you do this? How do you do that? And it's very simple. I know the ways that God has called me to be different. It's that simple. I know what God has called me to do. I know what He's created in me and instilled in me that sets me apart from other people. And I run with that. So I never have a problem attracting clients. I never have a problem growing my business because God has literally given me the code, the cheat code, basically, to what I need to do that's going to drive people to me. So I think that that is huge, especially in this day and age, because y'all got to think in 2022, 2023, business does not look like what it looked like back in 2011. You know, back in 2011, everybody was not an entrepreneur. Now, everybody and their mother is an entrepreneur. Every single person has a side business and all of these kind of things that they do. And, you know, it's more competitive. You know, it's more people in the pond, so to speak, at this time. So you definitely want to make sure that you know and have a clear understanding of what sets you apart if you want to keep your business successful. Another thing that is essential to success in business is really following God's rules. I really don't know a better way to say that, but that's the thing. Like, a big scripture that I stand on, and I know a lot of other entrepreneurs really stand on this as well, but Jeremiah 29:11, and how it talks about that God has a plan for us and the plan is to prosper us and not to harm us, right? But I always say to myself, why do people just stand on that, but they don't keep reading the book of Jeremiah? Because that's the thing. Like, I mean, I honestly recommend, even if you're not an entrepreneur, even if you're out here with your 9-to-5 and loving it, okay, I recommend that everybody read the book of Jeremiah because it's such a powerful story. You know, if you stop too early in the book of Jeremiah, it'll make you feel kind of hopeless a little bit because, you know, things were tough, but God came through, right? So when you go deeper into Jeremiah and you get to chapter 33 and you scroll down to verse 3, it says, come to me and I will tell you unsearchable things that you do not know. I hear so many business owners saying things like, I wish God was just on the edge of the bed and I could just talk to him about my stuff. You really can though. Like, do y'all understand? Like, I'll be calling God right up. Like, should I take on this client? What we need to do? Should we offer this service? How much should I charge? How should I, I ask him every single aspect of my business, and I don't apologize for that. I run my business well because God runs my business. I strategize well for my business because God is in charge of the strategy. I'm able to provide exceptional results for our agency clients because God is in the midst of that strategy. So make no mistake about it. If you want to be successful in business, I don't know how you can do that without God. If you want to be successful in life, I don't know how you can do that without God, because I can tell y'all, when I tried it my own way, I got burnt out. When I tried it my own way, I was attracting clients that were a mess. I was attracting clients that were talking about me behind my back. I was attracting clients that were trying to get my other customers to not pay my rate and all of that. Like, it was an awful experience when I was trying to do it on my own. So I'm telling y'all, if you want to be successful in business, the top thing that you got to do is make sure that you have God at the center of it all. You also have to make sure, this is another tip that you have to do if you want to be successful in business, is you want to make sure that your business aligns with your morals. There is no way that I could be out here as a follower of Christ and talking about, yeah, we finna open up this strip club because it's profitable. I do not do that. Like, that's just not, I'm not judging nobody because I'm not in a position to judge anybody. So if that's your business, you know, I'm not judging you. But what do I look like as a follower of Christ and being obedient to what God tells me to do, and then starting up a business that endorses and encourages things that are not in line with my biblical principles? I will look.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Absolutely crazy, okay? So, you know, that's another thing as well. You have so many entrepreneurs that are great entrepreneurs, but they're amazing entrepreneurs in the wrong businesses. So that is a key thing. Like, you also have to know, like, when your time is up in a certain business. I cannot imagine myself in 2022 with where I'm at in my life, still trying to operate a full-on coaching business where I'm talking to people one-on-one, constantly having evening calls. That does not align with who I've always wanted to be as a wife and as a mother. That does not even align with who God has called me to be in this season of my business, because how am I going to be recording a podcast, recording a YouTube, doing all these different things, right? And still have time for my family. Still have time to talk to people one-on-one, all these different clients. There's no way that I would have time for that. So you have to be in alignment with what God wants for you, because once again, there's a lot of right entrepreneurs, but they just so happen to be in the wrong business. Entrepreneurship, a big part of it is evolving. And it's so funny how it parallels with your faith walk, in that a big part of our faith walk as well is evolving. You know, I'm not who I was 10 years ago in my faith journey. I'm not who I was 10 years ago in my entrepreneurship journey. I've grown. I've evolved. You know, my prayer requests from 2012 are not my same prayer requests in 2023. It's just not. You know, even my prayer requests in 2016 are not my prayer requests in 2022, because I've seen God come through and answer on those prayers, okay? So you have to make sure that you're walking in God's will and you're listening to him if he tells you to walk away from a business. You're listening to him if he tells you to walk away from a client. You can't say, God, I surrender this business to you. God, this is your business. But then you're not willing to listen to him with every last decision that the business needs to make. Because who is really sitting at the head in the boardroom if you only listen to God when you want to listen to him? That's what you have to think about. Another thing that I want to share with you guys that's essential, and I just feel like I have to close off with this because then I just would not be who I am. But I feel like another thing that's essential to being successful in business is really keeping Deuteronomy 8:18 in mind when you set your rates. Let me repeat that, because that's how important this statement is to me. But keeping Deuteronomy 8:18 in mind when you set your rates. It's important, it's critical, it's powerful, it's essential to your success, because how are you going to be out here sowing into the kingdom, doing all the things that God wants you to do with his money, building a God-centered legacy, creating generational wealth, investing and doing all the things that God has called you to do, and you're not making enough money because you're not charging enough? I always tell people, and make no mistake about it, that I say this and I say it very unapologetically, but I always tell people it costs money to work with me, period. I don't care. Like, this is not, and I don't feel bad about it. I say my rates, and I say my rates very proudly, and I do not stutter. I say it very fluently. Did you need me to repeat it? This is like, this is the rate. You ask somebody asking me to repeat it is not going to make me say, maybe I should take a zero, you know, off the end of that. You know, I'm very much in alignment with what I charge as far as like who I know that God has called me to be. Another thing is that I don't take everybody on as a client. I have people trying to beat my door down to work with my agency. Oh, we heard that you were getting this type of results for so-and-so, and you know, they're bringing in these type of numbers. Okay. And This is not like, we are not, no, like this, you're not the ideal client that I would like to work with. And even with that, you know, I charge my worth and I don't apologize for that. My rules with my agency, or not necessarily rules, I guess I should say my terms and my policies, look a lot different than policies at other agencies. At other agencies, their terms, their payments and stuff like that is pretty much flat across the board with like what they charge and, you know, the retainers. And a lot of times you find agencies out here that are just like, oh, you know, here's my retainer rate. It's $1,000 a month. It's $1,500 a month. I'll never forget. I met a man that has an agency, been operating an agency, I think for like over like 10 years. And he's like, you know, I find that if I charge them less, you know, they'll stay on board longer and work with me longer. So my highest paying client, I'll probably charge them $1,500 a month. Like, baby, you're not even about to pay me that for an onboarding fee. Absolutely not. Like, I know my worth, I know my value, I know my years of experience. I also know that when I'm operating in my business, it takes me out of doing things like spending time with my husband, spending time with God, whatever I want to do. It's like, you will not have me out here lowballing myself just for the sake of saying that I have more clients. I won't do it. So these are the things that to me are essential if you really, really, really want to make your business a success. I also think that, and I know I said the last one was the last one, so I'm really going to stop at this. But another thing that I think is important to your business success is doing whatever it takes. I'm going to share with y'all like a real quick, I'm going to try to be quick with this testimony. But I can remember being at a place where I felt a little bit discouraging about podcasting. And I was feeling discouraged about it because I felt like, okay, like, am I really like making a difference with this? Like, am I really reaching the people? Like, you know, what should my expectations be as part of like, in terms of what the return should be financially? And, you know, this is why we have to stop always measuring success as far as like financial return on investment. I'm about to tell y'all why. So I was feeling like that and just kind of getting a little discouraged about it. And then I was shipping out. So for my Supernaturally Paid conference, we had people come and attend live, but then we also invited people to attend virtually. And the people who were attending virtually also got our pay box. We have a product called the pay box, right? It comes with like different devotionals and workbooks and things to really help you trust God with your finances. So as we were shipping out orders, y'all, for these pay boxes, why am I sending pay boxes to Wyoming, Wisconsin, South Africa, Canada, all these places that I've never, Kenya, places that I've never touched foot on that soil? And so I did a little bit of research and I'm like, well, where are these people? Cause I know I ain't never been to no Wyoming. I know I ain't never been to no South Africa. Like, where are all these people coming from? And I found out that these people were coming from my podcast. So imagine if I would have said, I'm not doing a podcast cause I don't feel like it. Imagine if I would have said, I'm not doing a YouTube cause I don't feel like it. Imagine if I say, I ain't sending no email because I don't feel like, you never know how God wants to provide your breakthrough. You never know how he wants to bring the people. So we have to stop not doing certain marketing strategies and sales strategies because you can't see how these are going to make you money. You can't see what the revenue is going to look like on the other side of that. So I just want to encourage you that if you want to be successful in business, you have to do whatever God says to do. You know, God is not going to leave anything out in terms of the instructions that he's giving you. So you have to be open and obedient to listening so that you can really walk in that full abundance that he has for you. That's all I have for y'all on today's episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. Click on the link in the notes section. I do have some goodies for you guys. Make sure that you check that out. And also while you're here, do not forget to subscribe, y'all. Like, I would hate for y'all to miss out on any episode of this podcast. So make sure that you subscribe. I am so grateful that y'all have listened to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Now, y'all know I love when y'all leave me a 5-star review and also share some of your feedback from the podcast episode. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button and make sure that you share the Supernaturally Paid podcast with a friend.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.